Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is joining other Republican senators who say they'll reject electors from some states Joe Biden won when Congress meets Wednesday to formally certify the November presidential vote. They and President Trump say the results are disputed, claims rejected by several courts because of a lack of evidence. The latest came last night when a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit led by House Republican Louie Gohmert. As NPR's Amy Held reports.
The U.S. District Judge in Texas, a Trump appointee, ruled that Congressman Louie Gohmert lacks standing to sue Vice President Pence. Gohmert, alongside Arizona Republicans, went after Pence in his capacity as president of the Senate. Pence is set to announce President-elect Joe Biden as the winner Wednesday when Congress convenes, the last step of the Electoral College process before Biden takes the oath of office. Gohmert's argument went that Pence should not act as a glorified envelope opener. Rather, he should be able to choose which electors to certify. But even Trump's own Justice Department had asked the judge to throw out the case, the latest loss among dozens for Trump, who keeps falsely claiming widespread electoral fraud. Amy Held, NPR News.
In just one day, Los Angeles County is confirming 100 new COVID-19 deaths and another 20,000 new cases. Hetty Lynn Hurdes reports hospitals there say they're having trouble treating them all.
Hospitals have been forced to keep ambulances in the bay for hours, waiting for space in the ER. Now it appears oxygen delivery systems at many of the county's older facilities are in dire need of repair. The Army Corps of Engineers has been sending experts to help with oxygen delivery at six hospitals where the county's health services director says pipes aren't able to maintain sufficient pressure and may even freeze. Meanwhile, LA County hospitals now have over 7,600 COVID-19 patients, the highest number seen during the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Hetty Lynn Hurdes in Los Angeles.
Infectious disease experts are keeping a close eye on outbreaks of a coronavirus variant that's now been confirmed in only a handful of people in three states, Colorado, California, and Florida. NPR's Michaeline Duclef says that could spread quickly.
Scientists first detected this new variant in the UK back in September. By December, it had become the dominant one in London, and it is responsible for the huge surge in cases there now. This variant has also spread to at least 32 other countries. And right now here in the U.S., scientists think it's still pretty uncommon, but they believe that could change pretty fast, like in the next month or two, because they estimate the variant is about 50% more transmissible.
This is NPR. Building inspectors in Nashville say 46 properties were damaged in Christmas morning suicide explosion. Two historic buildings are at risk of collapse. Others aren't safe to enter and may have to be demolished. 400 residents have been directly impacted. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, commemorations have begun, marking the centennial of one of the worst racially motivated slaughters in U.S. history, the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Jessica Gallagher reports.
The remembrance began on Friday afternoon in Tulsa's once affluent African-American Greenwood District. The area, formerly known as Black Wall Street, is where white residents committed violence against black residents and their businesses. With the help of the National Guard and local police, the Tulsa Race Massacre Commission says hundreds were killed. U.S. Senator James Lankford and Tulsa native Alfre Woodard delivered remarks via video to a small group who had gathered at the John Hope Franklin Reconciliation Park. Senator Matthews saying, "We can revive the spirit of Black Wall Street. More centennial events are planned throughout the year." For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Oklahoma City.
Iran says it's planning to enrich uranium up to 20% purity. While still below weapons grade, the move would be Tehran's most serious violation of the 2015 nuclear agreement. Iran started violating limits in the deal after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.